As mentioned earlier, we strongly believe that the leader of Islamic Revolution does not exaggerate. We strongly believe that his words are prophecies regarding future. With that being said, I would like to invite Sayyid Haider Hasnain to come and deliver a speech with your loudest of salawat, inshallah.
In order for the shuhada to bless this gathering and look upon us tonight, recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. With the permission of all my teachers who are present in this gathering, Ayatollah Araki. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم وفرقانه المجيد وقرآنه العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. My dear teachers, my brothers, my sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For centuries, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam were oppressed. For centuries, we had to hide what we truly believed. For centuries, we were deprived of our beloved leaders, their presence amongst us. We had to flee to mountains. Why is it you have so many descendants of the A'imma buried across these lands? Why? They didn't die normal death. They were murdered in cold blood. For centuries, we were sidelined. We were mocked. For centuries, we couldn't show who we truly were. People often complain, why is it that, as an example to present this point, people often complain, why is it that followers of Ahlul Bayt, their Salatul Jama'ah is weak? When could we ever have had Salatul Jama'ah in the past? That oppression which spanned over 1,000 years, the effects of it continues until today. But dear brothers and sisters, 41 years ago, everything changed. 41 years ago, the world entered a new phase. 41 years ago, this minority of a minority, which no one considered, no one took seriously. Our own brothers didn't even know we existed. 41 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made something happen that would make not only other Muslims, the entire world take us seriously. A world which only knew two superpowers was forced to acknowledge a third. And that wasn't only any Islam. It was the Islam of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, the situation that we find in the world around us affects our taklif. Changes our taklif. We know and we believe from what the Quran teaches us that the only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way to reach our perfection as human beings is by having taqwa, which is to do what Allah wants you to do on this earth. There is no other way. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects you to be in battle and you're on your prayer mat, you won't reach Allah. That prayer will not elevate you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects you to be on the prayer mat and you're somewhere else, you also won't be elevated. Now our situation changes our taklif, dear brothers and sisters. Imagine the following example. You have the honor of living at the time of Rasulullah in Medina. It's the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah tells you to fast. You're fasting. The next day, the same Rasulullah says, we have to go to battle. As happened in the Battle of Badr, which took place in Shahr Ramadan. Ya Rasulullah, what happens to my fasting? If I go to battle, I can't fast. I have to break my fast. Break your fast then. If you in that moment decide to stay in your home in Medina, that fasting will not make you reach Allah. It will create distance between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the wali of your time told you to do something and you disobeyed him. This is what we believe as followers of Ahlul Bayt. This is what sets us apart from other individuals who follow different branches of Islam. Walaya. Dear brothers and sisters, so many of us, and this is to myself before any of my dear brothers and sisters, so many of us, we've been so accustomed to being oppressed. We've been so accustomed to being sidelined. We've been so accustomed to having to remain silent. We refuse to acknowledge what happened in the world 41 years ago. The world has changed. The situation has changed. Our taklif has changed, dear brothers and sisters. We're no longer hiding in the mountains or in caves or running away. Everything has changed. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. The Islamic Revolution forced the world to acknowledge us. Until the Islamic Revolution, what were the followers of Ahlul Bayt known for doing in the world, if people knew them at all, except for cutting themselves with blades and spilling their own blood? But after the Islamic Revolution, it's the followers of Ahlul Bayt who are known throughout the world by all of humanity to be leading the resistance against the istikbar, to being the only ones who dare to stand up to the US and the bullying Israeli regimes. Isn't this incredible? Isn't this miraculous? A minority of a minority that no one considered yesterday, who started from nothing with all the military wars that were against us, the soft war which is being waged against us, the media war, the cultural war, the economic war. But we are the ones known to be leading resistance against the US and Israel. This is unprecedented. Our taklif has changed, dear brothers and sisters. And if we don't realize that, if we don't update ourselves, we will be left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his promise, whether we are part of it or not. That's what's down to us. If we don't take part in it, Allah will bring another people to fulfill his promise by means of them. The leader has clearly stated, this century is a century of Islam. This century is a century of spirituality. Meaning what? Meaning it's not the time for followers of Ahlul Bayt to hide any longer. The leader clearly states that the world is thirsty for the Quran. The world is thirsty for the Quran, but it needs someone to be able to convey the Quran in a way people understand today. My final point, dear brothers and sisters, as a reminder to myself before any of my dear brothers and sisters, is that if we examine the views of the leadership, it's extremely clear that his vision is global. It's not limited to the Islamic Republic. During the days of the Islamic Awakening, the leadership had some khutbas in the Arabic language. Why? Again, after the march of the Mashayid Qasim Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, another khutbah in Arabic. Why? What message does that give? Two letters to the youth living in the West. Why? What message does that give? It's extremely clear, dear brothers and sisters, that today our mission is a global mission. The vision of the leadership is a global leader, is a global vision. It's not limited to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And therefore, we have to find our place in this global mission of the leadership. When we examine what will happen after the zuhur of the Imam alayhi salam, we find that a global system of justice and truth is put in place. We are now witnessing that happening. The Islamic revolution that took place in Iran was only the first step towards the Islamic civilization, which the leadership continues to emphasize on. The question is, what role will you play? What role will I play? What role will we play in this divine mission? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are loyal to Him, to His Messenger, to the A'imma alayhim wassalam, and to the leadership. Ma salati ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.